And a couple weeks ago, I read something from a little zine by Christine Tyler Hill. You can find them at Tender Warrior Co. or tenderwarriorco.com. It was "When I Don't Know How to Show Up, I Think About This Butterfly," on movement collaboration. I just want to leave you with a little quote that I saw on the back of it today. "There's no single answer that will solve all of our future problems. There's no magic bullet. Instead, there are thousands of answers. At least, you can be one of them if you choose to be." Octavia Butler. All right, I'm going to leave you with a couple messages before I go. Told you about some cool events happening. Don't forget, Little Mermaid is playing 2 showings today at the Flynn. So if you want to go see that, I would check that out on their site. And hopefully you all enjoyed Record Store Day yesterday. Looks like everyone had a really great time. Shout out to everyone who participated in Vinylthon. That was super cool. And to leave you all with a quick little weather update. It is 40 degrees Fahrenheit, still 4 degrees Celsius for other folks. A little overcast, a little chilly. It's 8:01 a.m. And you've been listening to Thatcher West with me, your host, Gigi, or DJ Mirage. This is WRUV 90.1 FM, Burlington's better alternative. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend and take care.
Dana Kaplan, Executive Director at Outright Vermont. Supportive adults have the power to transform the lives of LGBTQ plus youth. Listen to Addison, a local healthcare provider and advocate for young people.
As a child, I didn't have a lot of people to look up to who were queer. Now that I'm an adult and I work in healthcare, one of the really important things for me is making sure that patients have an advocate for themselves, someone who understands their side and helps other healthcare workers understand how it's respectful to ask about pronouns, understand their situation, and be an advocate for them.
Visit OutrightVT.org to get connected and learn how you can build a Vermont where all LGBTQ plus youth have hope, equity, and power.
This far into the COVID pandemic, we've learned a few key things about how to live more safely. Vaccines with a booster help prevent hospitalization and death. Having good inside air circulation from a HEPA filter or open windows really matters. It isn't easily transmitted on surfaces, so that whole sanitizing your groceries thing isn't a thing. Most importantly, wearing a good-fitting, high-quality mask when inside with others or in large crowds can be a game-changer. Now is the time to toss those old cotton masks from 2020 and upgrade your face wear. Consider getting the readily available KN95 or N95 masks. These masks are 95% effective in filtering out big and little airborne particles. Cotton masks and even surgical masks are too loose-fitting and don't provide enough reliable protection. Visit projectn95.org for more information on where you can find non-counterfeit KN95 or N95 masks. This message is brought to you by the Always Masked Up DJs at WRUV FM Burlington.
Joint pain, and 5, boosts immune function. Now that you are aware of these amazing benefits of walking, consider taking some time out of each day to go for a stroll. This has been a public service announcement from your walk and join DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
Are you ready to get outside and enjoy that beautiful Vermont summer with a hike? Well, us too. But before you go, make sure you're protecting against tick bites and the illnesses they can spread. According to the Vermont Department of Health, the best way to treat tick bite illnesses is to prevent the tick bites in the first place. You can take 4 easy tick prevention steps this summer. Number 1, avoid places ticks live, like brushy or wooded areas with tall grasses or shrubs. 2, wear protective clothing like pants, long sleeve shirts, or long socks. 3, use insect repellent. 4. If you have a pet joining you outside, talk to your vet about tick prevention products and make sure to check for ticks on them and you after any outdoor adventures. This message has been brought to you by your nature-loving and tick-smart DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
La verdad, doña Felipa, que ya no puedo más. Si usted sigue provocando, no me voy a aguantar. Busca la transparencia cuando va a limpiar. Se pasea por la casa sin disimular. ¿Por qué será? Soy más que caballero y cuando ya me voy, usted dice que me quede sentado donde estoy. Este hombre no es hierro, madera o cartón. Su vaivén me provoca que pierde el control. No aguanto más.
Así no se puede. Es un paqui y un payaque. Ya lo sabe. Y se pone transparente que...
Thank you. Si yo no